Only in the Dark by Shadaras. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, Nirvana and Fire. Rating teen and up audiences. Creator chose not to use archive warnings.
Pairings: Ninshu or Nei Changsu or Su Zhe Mu Ni Huang Xiao Jingyan and Mu Ni Huang Xiao Jingyan.
Do you ever imagine what it would be like if he were still here?
Mu Ni Huang asks in the quiet darkness of the tent they aren't supposed to be sharing.
Xiao Jingyan is in Yunnan because one of the assignments given to him, a way of keeping him out of the palace, where his grief rages through the corridors and accosts the betrayal-hardened heart of his imperial father, is to patrol the borders and ensure that the armies are in good order. If Xiao Jingyan comes to Yunnan more than is strictly warranted, well, his own men will never breathe a word about why, and neither will Mu Nihuang's. Xiao Jingyan is in Mu Nihuang's tent, having slipped into it well past the time they were both supposed to be asleep, because he cannot help himself and knows she will welcome his company. They are two sides of the same coin these days, and the edge holding them together is, as it always has been, Ninshu. That he is an absence and not a presence does not change that, though it has changed many other things. Xiao Jingyan is silent after Mu Nihuang's question, his heart heavy with the ever-present ache of Ninshu's death.
How could I not? He says eventually,
into the waiting space that Mu Nihuang makes with her matching grief. Mu Nihuang sighs and shifts to wrap herself more firmly around him. He allows her to do so, as he never had before. There is a before now and an after. Xiao Jingyan knows that others think of the same dividing date, but mean it in completely different ways. Mu Nihuang, at least, shares his marker. He had never been opposed to this contact, but she and Lin Chu had been betrothed, and it would have been inappropriate. Now, the betrothal has been broken by death, and it might still be inappropriate, but Xiao Jingyan doesn't care anymore. He hadn't taken the chances he'd been given in the golden days of their youth. He wasn't going to let the remaining glimmers slip past him.
You're thinking too much. Mu Nihuang mumbles, and she reaches up to press her fingers against his lips.
Stop it, Jingyan. He kisses her fingers, and she moves them just enough that Xiao Jingyan can say,
I wish he were here with us right now.
She breathes out, and her arms tighten around him. What would you think he would do if he were? Xiao Jingyan weaves his fingers into her hair and rubs at the nape of her neck, trying to soothe her as he recalls his mother doing for him. It helps him at least as much as her, but he knows it won't help enough.
He would laugh and tell us to stop crying, and then...
He falters, and his voice drops to the barest whisper as he admits,
if we were lucky, he would wrap us both up in his arms.
If we were lucky. There's a catch in Mu Nihuang's throat, and Xiao Jingyan turns onto his side so that he can hold her through gasping tears. Eventually, her body calms enough that she can finish and say, if we were lucky, he would be here and we could kiss him. It's Xiao Jingyan's turn to break down, silent in her arms, at the admission that she knows. He had never been the most subtle about his desires, but Lin Shu had never seemed to notice, and Mu Nihuang hadn't been looking at him when Lin Shu was nearby. Even after Lin Shu's death,
Xiao Qingyan's grief could be passed off as being for a sworn brother, not someone he had dreamed of taking as a lover. But Mu Nihuang had seen, and she had accepted it. And every time she speaks it into being real, it cracks open the carefully constructed dams holding back his pain. Mu Nihuang kisses his cheek, which he knows is wet with tears, and says, "He wouldn't want us to wallow." He sighs into the silken smoothness of her hair. She's right, of course, but knowledge doesn't fill the emptiness in his chest.
"Do you think he's watching us?"
he asks instead, and feels her frown through where their faces touch.
"Do you think he'd approve?"
"I want to believe he would." Mu Nihuang's lips trail along his cheek, and Xiao Jingyan stills. She leaves her lips a breath away from his, so he can just barely feel them move as she speaks. "At the very least, he knows that the world pushes for us to move on."
"Is this moving on?"
Xiao Jingyan doesn't close that last hair's breadth of distance just yet, though he wants to. The rest of his body is waking up, and perhaps they will regret this in the morning, when they need to stand in front of their troops. But right now, it is dark, and they are together, and it is as safe as it ever can be for them to discuss this. Mu Nihuang laughs, says, "As much as we can." And, before he has time to debate the particulars of that point, kisses him. It isn't the first time they've kissed. Their kisses are an addiction that Xiao Jingyan can't bring himself to release, even though he knows it wouldn't be allowed to continue if it became public. His position in court is too fragile, and her position outside of court too powerful. For his father, suspicious, especially after the Qian massacre, not to read it as a power grab, even though it's nothing of the sort. Xiao Jingyan kisses Mu Nihuang back, letting all the grief filling him spill out into his lips and his tongue. He grabs Mu Nihuang and rolls until she's on top of him, and he can stroke the strong lines of her muscles through the thin nightclothes she wears. He loves that about her. The strength of her body and the grace of her movements, and the way she can press him down against the bed. He loses himself in the sensations, focusing on this moment and nothing else. It is something like healing, this pure physicality and pleasure they can create together, and it washes away the sorrow that too often consumes his waking life. And if he imagines what it would be like with broader hands holding him and a taller body atop him, Xiao Jingyan has never spoken those dreams aloud. But he knows Mu Nihuang imagines Lin Shu in his touch as well. They are matched in this, and there is no need to explain. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thanks for listening.